Starting this week, the Philadelphia Museum of Art will display masterpieces from its collection in neighborhoods and towns throughout the region. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that this is the second year the museum will install high-quality reproductions of paintings in outdoor public places.
Last summer, the Philadelphia Art Museum's Inside Out program installed life-size reproductions of famous paintings in unusual places, like at a dog park or in front of a bar. The museum works with community partners to determine which paintings should go where. CEO Timothy Rubb says of all the museum's outreach programs, this one gets the most enthusiastic response from his staff.
Sometimes the simplest gestures are the most profound and the most important. Reaching out and in turn seeing the communities reach back to us has been remarkably gratifying.
Rubb was speaking in front of people representing Doylestown, Narberth, Lansdowne, Coatesville, Old City, and the Tacony neighborhood, each of which will have about a dozen art reproductions installed on their streets this summer, in front of public buildings, parks, banks, even a beer distributor in Narberth.
I hope we provided the appropriate image for you. Last year, in front of a bar, we had our Manet the Von Bach, which is a man drinking beer. We've done it again. We have. That's good.
Even other museums are getting bounty from the Philadelphia Art Museum. Outside the Michener Museum in Doylestown will be a masterpiece by the Bucks County Impressionist Daniel Garber. It's a portrait of the artist's daughter. The original painting is currently on temporary loan inside the Michener. The mayor of Doylestown, Ron Strauss, calls it a perfect marriage.
The Michener actually has trained docents about the works of art as well as about some of the history of Doylestown, and they are offering walking tours.
The reproductions will be up until July, and then in August, a second phase will install paintings on the streets of Bristol, Jenkintown, Conshohocken, Phoenixville, and Upper Darby. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.